September 1, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Destiny of Holiness. Ye shall be holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1:16, Revised Version. Continually restate to yourself what the purpose of your life is. The destined end of man is not happiness, nor health, but holiness. Nowadays, we have far too many affinities. We are dissipated with them. Right, good, noble affinities, which will yet have their fulfillment. But in the meantime, God has to atrophy them. The one thing that matters is whether a man will accept the God who will make him holy. At all costs, a man must be rightly related to God. Do I believe I need to be holy? Do I believe God can come into me and make me holy? If by your preaching you convince me that I am unholy, I resent your preaching. The preaching of the gospel awakens an intense resentment because it must reveal that I am unholy, but it also awakens an intense craving. God has one destined end for mankind, viz., holiness. His one aim is the production of saints. God is not an eternal blessing machine for men. He did not come to save men out of pity. He came to save men because he had created them to be holy. The atonement at one ment means that God can put me back into perfect union with himself without a shadow between through the death of Jesus Christ. Never tolerate through sympathy with yourself or with others any practice that is not in keeping with a holy God. Holiness means unsullied walking with the feet, unsullied talking with the tongue, unsullied thinking with the mind, every detail of the life under the scrutiny of God. Holiness is not only what God gives me, but what I manifest that God has given me. That's the end of Oswald's text. Holiness, if you read carefully, as is defined by Oswald Chambers in this text, as not a series of activities or a list of do's and don'ts that we follow. It's not a bunch of what we have considered righteous acts and actions. It is rather being rightly related to God. Holiness, in essence, is not about activity. Holiness is about everything being in right relation. Everything was in right relation in the garden when Adam and Eve were first created and remained that way until they chose to be unholy or selfish, self-centered, rather than God-centered and God-focused. Holiness is a matter of becoming, once again, completely God-focused and God-attentive and being so in union and unity with the Father that his ways become our ways once again. And we actually release ourselves or abandon ourselves so that the God of the universe can possess the spirit of man as he did in the garden.